Okay, let's see if we can get to one more question, Sheikh. The sister asks, this is Sister Saba, about many mosques in North America, and as you've got a lot of experience there. She said they follow Saudi Arabia in certain acts, like, for example, pronouncing the beginning of certain months and ending of certain lunar months. She said, do we have to follow Saudi Arabia? Because there's a conflict. Some mosques follow organizations in North America, some follow Saudi. What do we do?
I really hope that we have enough time to elaborate in details on this very important issue in order to make it very clear to the common folks to understand the concept of the beginning of fasting and the ending of fasting, especially in the month of Ramadan, and determining both Eids. But let me also fix one thing, that they do not necessarily follow Saudi Arabia. Basically, they follow any Muslim country which announces its fasting first. Because this opinion is the opinion of the unity of the rising of the moon or the appearance of the moon. Meaning, this is a concept that the fuqaha said, once the moon has been sighted anywhere in the world, then Muslims should follow. Because we all understand that there is only one moon. So if the Christian has been sighted anywhere, that means it's already born. Then we should comply with that and should start fasting. Yet there is another opinion, which is a very valid opinion as well, which they rely on, ikhtilafun matala. That they say every country, every locality, especially those who are geographically far away from each other and not on the same line of time-wise, that they have the right to depend on their own moon sighting. So they say, for instance, if you are in the Middle East and you sighted the moon, you follow it. But I don't have to abide by that if I'm living in North America. I agree with that. That's perfectly fine if you adopt this view. But guess what? You need to consider this opinion constantly. Not take it sometimes and abandon it some other times. By the meaning, those who insist on taking the view or the opinion of the differences of the moon citation, that if the moon has been sighted here, that's up to you, you guys follow it, but we're far away from you, we're thousands of miles far away from you. Okay, well, guess what? The North America is not just a simple country, it's a whole continent. So there is sometimes 3 hours time difference between some states and New York or Washington or California. That means that there are thousands of miles, much greater and vast distance than between Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Jordan and Qatar and, you know, the entire Middle East. That you travel days between the states. So if you choose the opinion of اختلاف المطالع, then you have to choose it and adopt it all the way. That, okay, every state will be independent on citing their moon. But to try to impose on others, say, well, we're taking the opinion of اختلاف المطالع and we have not cited the moon in North America. So I don't care about what people have said in the Middle East or in Pakistan or in Asia. Fine. But that should be generalized in every case and every condition. This is one thing. Second thing, our reference, our solid reference with regards to beginning of fasting and celebrating Eid by the end of the month is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the Sahih Hadith, صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. That's our reference. He said, you should begin fasting upon sighting the moon. And you should break your fast and start celebrating Eid upon sighting the moon of the month of Shawwal. Not based on calculation. Do we condemn calculation and we do not use it? No, Islam is a religion of science, is a religion of knowledge, a religion of knowledge. Yet, I can use this as a reference to give me an approximate time and date. But by the end of the day, sighting the moon is an act of worship. And there is even a supplication to be recited upon sighting the moon. That the Prophet ﷺ used to say, oh Allah, make it a blessed crescent, a blessed hilal, and bring goodness along with it, and so forth. So we should go out, try to sight the moon. We're not able to sight it. Then we'll complete the month of Sha'ban, 30 days. Then we will start fasting afterward. And if we're not able to sight the moon anywhere in the world, we'll follow that technique as well. But to say from the beginning, it is impossible to sight the moon, and according to the calculation, I was told that last time I was I began fasting with the Middle East, and when I traveled to the States, people were divided. In the same community, in the same house, some people were fasting and some people were celebrating Eid. I understand and I admit that it is very difficult to unify the Ummah, especially with this regard. But we have to have true leaders who base their opinion on the fiqh, on the proper understanding of the deen, not on desires, not on politics, not on cultural practices. So I said, if you're following this, I'm following this with you. I'm considering the opinion of Ikhtilaful Matala. But guess what? We've got a phone call that an imam and another person in Pennsylvania were able to see the moon. Then, according to this, and we have two just men, one of whom is imam, then I cannot fast tomorrow. Because fasting will be haram. The Prophet ﷺ prohibited us from fasting on the Eid day. Since I learned that there are two just Muslims were able to see the Hilal of Shawwal, the next morning is the Eid. So you said it's impossible. Once it took place, and I was there, that they announced that a year in advance, the beginning of Ramadan is on that day. We said, fine. And, you know, the new Muslims and the converts in the prison, they get the date. And accordingly, the officials would inform them what to do and would have a special schedule for them. But guess what? The moon was sighted a day before that fixed date. So all Muslims in North America started fasting on that day, except the Muslims in the prison. Because according to the system, you informed us of this date. Why? Because we told them in advance it's impossible to sight the moon on that date. I wish we can combine between the fiqh, the deen, the solid references and the authentic proofs, and the science and knowledge. We utilize both of them. We have Muslim scholars in NASA. We have Muslim astronomers. They can tell us approximately whether it's possible to see it or not. But by the end of the day, what would really determine is sighting the moon or not.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.